I'm really pleased to say that this is the case for change, quite literally. For those of you aware of it, it's travelled some 80,000 kilometres since we launched the case for change at the UN General Assembly in September. Since that time, we've created 19 stories, and I'll come back to the significance of the stories very soon, but 19 stories that have with a reach of some 120 million people that it's reached in just under 6 months. We heard earlier from Alix about the industry that we're in, the mobile industry, and the commitment to connecting everyone and everything to a better future. And of course, everything this week represents is about a better future themed around Congress. Having the ability to frame that impact beautifully, you know, certainly the way Alison frames the opportunity it gives industry, and we see some tangible examples from Safaricom and Stephen where industry is really delivering. But having that platform for us to show the impact we're making is really critical for us as an organisation and as an industry. And we now make a point every year as an industry of actually measuring exactly how we are impacting all 17 SDGs. And I'm pleased to say the mobile industry does impact every one of those 17 SDGs, some of course more than others. We've measured it now for 2 years, and the second year, please do go and get that report, but the second year shows tremendous progress across a number of areas. And so we're on this journey, and we've just started this journey. We're a couple of years into it. We've got 2030 at the end. And I looked at the people in the room and some of the people in the room, and I noticed there's a few strategists, there's a few marketeers, you know, which makes me feel at home. But as you will know, if you're on a journey, you've got to start the process by benchmarking. And so a case for change is a little bit like that. We need to understand how our industry is performing now in order to really drive the change that we want to over the next sort of 12, 13 years. But we wanted to do it in a way that was a little bit more relaxed, but more relevant, I think, as well to millennials, particularly focusing on this new, younger audience coming through. So the concept was simply, let's get a case, let's throw as much great technology inside it as we possibly can, and put drones in it, 360 cameras, the latest technology, obviously a mobile phone. Let's put it in there and let's send it across the world. And let's ask millennials, influencers, vloggers, bloggers, people that really care about their community, people that care about the country that they're in. We need to hear their story. It was really important to us that it wasn't a corporate story. It wasn't coming from a corporate voice. It needed to be relevant to the communities out there. So that's exactly what we've done. I'm delighted to say we've spoken to and asked a number of our operators to take part in this. I'm delighted to say we'll be speaking to a few of them soon as well. Some 23 operators to date. As with all these things, we were desperately hoping that if we get a few, then we'll get more and more and more, and we can try and really drive the momentum. And I'm pleased to say that's exactly what's happening. So to date, we have 23 operators working with us. And we simply found people in those countries who would had an interest, sent them the case, and said, tell us a story. Bring the story to life. Tell us the human impact. Tell us the human story, the communities, what the difference is that mobile is making in your community. So I mentioned the journey. The journey started in the USA, September, UNGA last year. And we had the first, and to be honest, one of my favorite, because it was the first maybe, but we heard from a man called Eric, who was all but blind. And not only did he have issues about, obviously, his sight, but he had an ambition to run the Boston Marathon, which sort of felt quite ambitious at the time. But I'm pleased to say, with help from AT&T and connected glasses, that's exactly what Eric did. And we hear his story. And I'm delighted to say, actually, since the Boston Marathon, he's done some world triathlon as well. I mean, the inspiration is unbelievable. From the US, we traveled into Africa, different parts. I won't go through all of these, but I just wanted to highlight a few areas. Certainly in Turkey and in Jordan, we visited refugees from Syria to understand what impact mobile operators are able to have for them and how are they helping them. And again, it's so important to hear their stories in their words in order to really understand how mobile is making such a difference. Over into somewhere like Sri Lanka, 300,000 farmers. I mean, as a community, that you know, farming is fundamental to Sri Lankans. 300,000 farmers whose yields now are exponentially larger than they ever were before because of education tools and technology and understanding what's happening with the weather. But most importantly, that's giving people not only families more food, but communities more food and better quality food. So many aspects to it. Over into Japan, where we start to understand the natural disasters plight that they have there, the problems, you know, how does mobile play a role when there is a natural disaster? But interestingly as well, it's understanding how mobile now has the ambition and how the operators out there have the ambition to be prepared for these events and what they do in advance of these events. Again, the human story and the impact coming there. Moving on, I'm just going to very sort of quickly mention Spain. We've hit all five continents, but Spain was a nice one as well. We managed, very current here, we managed to connect with Barcelona Football Club, work with their foundation, also an ex-international called Eric Abidal. And this, this can, you know, lovely SDG 17, there's all sorts of partnerships and collaborations going on. But we met a little boy called Adonis who, you know, sadly was in hospital, unable to leave hospital, not particularly well. But his dream was to go to the Nou Camp. So we were able to ask Eric Abidal to take a connected robot into the Nou Camp. So while Adonis is sitting in his bed, he's actually going into the Nou Camp. Not only that, he meets Messi in real time, virtual. He has a selfie with Messi. So these technologies, you know, I mean, watching him, I mean, the little boy, if you see the video, the little boy bursts out crying. Not only that, his parents, which I'm not sure you see on the video, his parents next to him burst out crying. I mean, this guy means everything to him. So these human stories really make a difference. And that's what we're trying to bring to life through the Case for Change, is the difference the stories can have. But let me move on and give you a little taste of A Case for Change.
My name is Samuel Taipalan.
Mambo, naitwa Neymar.
David Hoffman here from davidsbringer.com.
Yo soy Maria Leyaje.
I'm Janet Bogle.
I'm Roris and I'm here in Chamonix with The Case for Change.
Making its way around the world, it's packed with everything people need to tell their stories.
Of what mobile operators globally are doing to tackle the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals.
It's amazing to see what connectivity can do to change people's lives.
Let's get a selfie. And behind us we have
Long Lake.
jinx.
Thank you.
Thank you.